The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lose.
Morning again, John.
And didn't we have a wonderful time? I think that Deborah was a very, very knowledgeable person in reference to the aging. And I think is what we talk about, you know, Otto and Christina, all the time, in that do it. You're a senior doesn't mean you got to go into a closet and hibernate until you die. Go out and do something every day.
You know, I could see somebody like Deborah running a Project Independence chat where people talk, at an advisory committee meeting or some meeting where not everybody who's there is of the ilk that they're already doing stuff, you know, where you get a mixture of people so that maybe the people who are on the fence can get a little motivated to do things because of somebody like her talking. I was skeptical, to be honest with you, in the beginning. I'm saying, well, you know, how old is she, you know? Well, she's pretty sharp lady, a very sharp lady, and clearly understands what goes on in aging, even though she's not old yet. She's getting older if she's listening right to this, but you know.
I think you said something, but it's so true. What is age? And I think that's what's woken up. And that's why I mean this so sincerely. And Christina, we're in the middle of the Christina, we didn't announce it, but we're in the start of the Christina Lose show. But Christina says the same thing about you. You are the poster child. And I think, you know, I would have loved to have gone through my entire life with you because you're nothing but somebody to follow. You're a role model. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word I'm looking for, a role model. And it has nothing to do with age, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 80, 100. If you want to do something, you're going to do your best to do it. You make a list. You don't sit home. And I'm going to, we have a client, Peter and I, who retired 2 years ago, maybe three. And now she needs help, and we organized somebody to go in, you know, from an agency we would deal with. But bottom line is, when she retired, she bought the biggest TV to catch up on TV, and literally has done nothing in 3 years, hardly leaves the house, and her health is failing and yada, yada, yada. What do you expect?
Well, that's a cardinal rule that we have set up in our house, all right? With rare exception, we'll never put the television on till 6:30 at the earliest.
Okay.
And most of the stuff we watch is recorded, so we don't worry about missing a show or whatever. You know, we'll catch up on it. And we'll only watch a half hour of news because if you watch, like I have a friend of mine, a good friend, who we've been friends since we're kids, like 12, 11 years old. But he's got a negative feeling about everything because he watches the news all day long, you know, from morning, noon to night. And if you watch it long enough, you hear all the crap that goes on in plain English. eventually it's going to wear you down. There's so many good things going on around us. We really have to work at looking at the good. There's a lot of bad stuff. There's no question about that. I'm not walking around here with my head in La La Land. I understand that there's bad stuff goes on. I've witnessed it. I've been part of it, unfortunately. I found that was important. Like you said, get the big TV. I want to get a big TV too, to be honest with you, but it's a little bit of a family discussion right now. We have a big one, but I want to get a bigger one.
That's right. You got that big TV, Otto.
Yeah. But Bunny says it would take up the whole wall. I said, so it would take up the whole wall. But anyhow, the point being, you know, you got to change your habits a little bit because otherwise you're going to sit there all day. You're going to watch whoever's on in the morning, and you're going to watch throughout the day. And, you know, and after a while, you don't even want to get out of the chair because you get stiff from sitting in the chair all day. You got to break that somehow.
I want to go to Otto's TV now. And two things, Otto's TV and my partner Peter's couch in his den, because he's getting a new couch. And we bought a new TV. We got a big one. And my wife was like, how are we going to watch it? Like, her and I can watch it. But like when the kids come over, I said, but the TV is for me and you. When the kids are over.
Right, John, you tell them.
And I told Peter the same thing. I said, Peter, he's trying to get some sectional with a piece and a yada, yada, yada. I said, why? It's for you and your wife. And so when you're watching TV or in the den, he likes to lay down and be comfortable. You're not buying a couch or a TV or anything in your life for the days when everybody's together. Yes, I like it when all my kids are around, but we have more private days or it's just Steph and I. And so I want the TV and we look right at the TV and that's the end of it. So
you know what?
That's
it's funny you bring that up because the sectional is also a point of discussion.
See, this is real life talk.
We don't have a gigantic living room, but whenever the kids come over, the kids, you know, the 50-year-olds,
right,
children, they come over and they're always saying, you should really have a sectional here. You know, we could sit around. And I'm naturally my wife's thinking, oh, that's a good idea. And I'm saying, yeah, but most of the time, like 99.9% of the time, it's you and me. We're sitting in our recliners, which are about 10 feet from the television. And the rest of the room isn't really configured for that.
Yeah.
Well,
you bunny could just move around chairs, you know? You could just decide where you want to sit. It leaves options.
Well, so far we knocked out the sectional idea, but Peter's going to go for the sectional.
No, he's opted for the couch.
Okay.
And I said to him, I said, it's you. You know, and I'm not telling stories. He's not here today, but, you know, one daughter lives in Rochester. He goes up there like once a month. She comes down. They're not always. And when they're down, you're not sitting watching TV. They go out to dinner. You're in the backyard in the summertime. You have to make a room comfortable for you, the major inhabitants of the house. We have a living room and we can. I don't care what you do other places. That room, the den, is mine and I want to be comfortable. That's the end of it. So
that's right, John. You crack everybody. That whip, John.
That's even from a client. No matter what you're doing in life, you got to look at yourself first, not being selfish. You know, you have a partner, everybody here talking with Christina and Otto, we're fortunate that our spouses are here with us. So it's you too. Go forward and come up with what suits you best. You know, for a holiday, you can rent chairs, you do something, you'll figure that out, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what I think it is too? You know, it's all part, and it's all really part of this discussion is that, you know, so much of, you know, everyone's life, you know, was being a parent, you know, and so that focus of, you know, all right, we have to have it comfortable for everyone is, I mean, I look at my mom, you know, I mean, I'm not a mother yet, but my mom, I see how she is, you know, and she's, you know, we're still her babies, you know, and it's always, oh, what do they need? It's making everyone comfortable, you know, and forget it. It's besides me and my brother, you know, she is like a mother to my cousin, you know, who's living here now, you know, and my other, you know, and his siblings, you know, so it's because Jay left, you know, because Jay came from more of a family, you know, that wasn't as catering as the Fennell Lou household here. But, you know, he's like, oh, you're all a bunch of spoiled brats. I'm like, well, that's just how we grew up, you know, but it's so something, you know, and John's right, you know, it's, you know, right now it's you and Steph, you know, and that's who should be comfortable in this. And it's your little core, you know, and I think it's a hard kind of habit to break though, because so much of life has been spent, you know, accommodating, you know, the whole family, you know, with things, you know, so it's definitely an interesting, relatable topic. So I have
it's the truth. And I think it's conversational from that point of view. You know, you have to take, and this is not being selfish. You have to take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
And still consider the other people. But I mean, how many times is everybody coming to watch a TV? And Otto, I know you set up the ball game like in the backyard if you're doing an event.
Yeah, I did it in the garage.
Okay, but then you're creating the event. That's a whole different story. But yeah. Just on a Saturday night or whatever, you're home at 7 o'clock, you're going to watch a movie. You and Bunny have to be the most comfortable, not when the kids do come over.
Well, we're the only ones watching the movie, so.
The point.
You know what? And as far as the TV goes, listen, I love a television. I love shows. It's quite, but you know what I have to say is, I mean, I kind of grew up, right? So our household is one of those houses that every room has a TV going on, you know, between my mom, my dad, my brother, you know, we're a very noise centered kind of family. It's very bizarre when things are quiet. We think something's wrong. But I think the key is that if you have the TV on, you need to be moving around, right? So it's very rare that I'm just sitting there just watching the TV. You know, it's I'm cleaning or I'm crafting or I'm organizing something random. So I think that that's the key, is really kind of just finding that balance. And listen, what Deborah said in the beginning, you know, one of her segments was so interesting, because she was saying, listen, if you are content and happy and feel, you know, fulfilled in whatever your life is and you're doing, then keep on that track. You know, right. I think that that was, you know, that struck me, because listen, there's, you know, I mean, we all, I think, know certain people that we look and we're like, what, you know, like we can't imagine, but listen, they're perfectly content in their world. So then I guess, you know, more power to them at the end of the day. But I think that that's really the thing that needs to be thought at, like, am I living, you know, a life that I want to live, you know, at the end of the day. And I think that that was really cool.
You're right. I mean, you know, we preach this, but that doesn't mean everybody has to be
right.
Like that.
And that's what I always want to make, you know, clear. It's just some people, it's not their cup of tea. So.
I think she used the word stay in your lane.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah. I wrote that down, as a matter of fact, because
I don't
remember hearing that
too
often. Yes. You know,
totally.
You know, but if you're happy in your lane, stay there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing that says you have to be like such and such, you know. You don't have to be.
No, and I think too, listen, because I'm very easy, I can get caught up in it myself too, because my nature is one of like a go, go, go. Obviously in this current world, you know, things had to like slow down, you know, because you couldn't necessarily do all the things you wanted to do. You know, so I think it's just something, and it really is all about balance, because I think on the flip side, you know, it's like you feel, you know, it's this FOMO kind of mentality that you need to keep going and going and going, and you're missing out if you're not doing this. But, you know, I think it's also important, too, to have those, you know, downtimes when you are with your, you know, significant other or your friend or your whoever it might be, you know, just watching a show. You know, so I think that that's it's all finding that, you know, balance, because it just it can be crazy both ways.
No, I'm agreeing with you 100% there. And it's a topic that can go on forever. But at the end of the day, everybody has to just be comfortable within themselves. And if you don't want to go out and mingle with people, there's no reason to, because it might make you more stressed.
Right.
But anyway, at this point in time, we're taking our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.